deep into the dog days of summer. Some of the hottest temperatures on record, almost no matter where you're listening to me across the United States. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. Ooh, we have hit August. I love it. I love it for a couple of reasons, because we have football coming up. We've got baseball playoffs coming up. And we may have an end to this bloody leak in the Gulf of Mexico. Plus, we're 90-some days out for most likely the big switcheroo. You know what I'm talking about when I say that? Midterm elections, and boy, oh boy, I think a lot of seats will be flipped. And I'm talking about House seats. Yeah, there's still 30-some senatorial spots up for grabs. 37, I think, to be exact. And there are some governorships across the country that are also going to be voted on. But I think it's really those House seats that could change, because every single House seat is a vote. Your vote. Never forget, we the people, and that's what the country's about. The people that you elect, they're the representatives for your voice. Somehow it's gotten backwards. It's flipped, where the political machine, it's like a beast. You keep feeding it, just gets bigger, 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 bigger. And it starts with that vote. It does. And too many people do not think they have a say in it, but you do have a say. Absolutely. Quickly, we're going to start with this one. It is the beginning of the end, we hope. Fingers crossed. Plug in that leak. Looks like it might be plugged for good. The engineers are getting ready for static kill. Might happen Monday, possibly Tuesday. It's shoving the mud down there. And we're saying way down there. And probably some cement into the blowout in the blowout preventer in that wasn't there in the Gulf well to make it easier to plug this sucker up and stop the gushing. Then we can end the saga of how are we going to plug the leak? What's going on with the leak? Anybody got a junk shot? How stupid are these people? Why didn't the president stop in? Now it's going to be a question of moving forward. What happens with the moratorium? What happens with deep water offshore drilling in this country? And what ultimately also happens to BP, when I say BP, but not just BP, because Transocean, anybody involved in this, ultimately, you know, do they clean it up? Do they pay? And I think they're going to do that because there's too much money involved. And they said they're going to do that. But, I mean, really pay. Really pay to have everything scrubbed up. Whilst there have been some problems with the payment because there wasn't the third party initially and all that other sort of stuff, they will. And you know why they will? Because they have so much money, there's too much invested in it. As long as the shareholders stay around and the stock is okay, that's the key. They got a big project coming up in Russia, and it'll make this whole thing in the Gulf look like small peanuts to them. Here is what the top dog, I think, from the point of view of the overseer, because I think he's the best one. I know I've said this before, but the retired admiral, the Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, summed it all up about what's happening in the next 48 hours.
I would say late tomorrow, earliest Tuesday, most likely, for the static kill. It'll start out with just mud going in, and a decision whether to put cement in will be based on the pressure readings and the performance we get with the mud. We established a goal to reduce dispersant use by 75%. At the time the capping stack went on, we reduced that to 72%. There is no disagreement between Lisa Jackson and I regarding what we want to do with dispersants. It really is an issue of just trying to make decisions day to day based on where the oil is at out there. Regarding the bottom kill, it will have to take place probably 5 to 7 days at a minimum after the static kill, but I'm not sure I want to lock in a date right now.
See, smarty knows it's tough to lock in a date because there's always the chance with the unknown that something changes. Tom in Texas, you have the first crack at this here on ATN. Thanks for the call. What's up, my man?
How y'all doing?
Great. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing real good, man. It's a little warm outside, but heck, that's all right. I'll just keep air conditioner turned on.
There you go. That's what you
there
do.
You go. Hey, listen, I was going to try and lay down the progression of some of the stuff. You could probably see it. I mean, maybe you'd see. I don't know how old you are. You know how old I am, but I was here before radar. Now, when radar came out, you couldn't use it. It was illegal because that was entrapment. You were trapping people that could make an innocent mistake and charging them as an habitual speeder. So they had to clock people. So then it went on, and the old people shit out, and the new generation came in, and my, now they have cameras on every corner.
Yeah.
And nobody has to see anything except the guy in the camera. Now, that's one. That's just a progression through the generation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it used to be we got our education behind the woodshed. I mean, you didn't say yes, sir, and no, sir. You got that butt whooped. But now you can't whip your kids. You can't discipline them. It's against the law. And now your 16-year-old can go down and get an abortion and doesn't even have to tell you. Another progression of the breakdown of the family unit right there. Now then, how does the immigration go? Started out, didn't bother anybody too bad. Then moved on up to where we kept getting more, and now they're all the way up to amnesty. What's coming down the line? All you have to do is watch what they're doing and put it on a generational platform, and you can see how when the old people died out because they didn't like it and the young people were raised with that particular experience in their life from birth to death, they just accept it.
Yeah, but we shouldn't just accept it, and I think that ultimately is your point, ultimately, right, Tom? We shouldn't accept that.
Yeah, but you can't teach the new generation that they're wrong, because every generation when they're young thinks the older people are stupid.
That's right. You're right. Absolutely. I mean, that's a good point.
The other day, and I heard this young guy on there says, well, I don't want to be an old fat cop just looking at me thinking I'm speeding. I want somebody out there with a radar unit. So there you are. You know, I mean, it just keeps going like that.
Yeah, and I so disagree. I agree, and I'm not, I'm in the generation that's probably just maybe 10 years over the young guy, but I don't want the radar gun. I don't want the cameras, especially. I think the cameras everywhere is very invasive and scary. I don't want to be on candid camera 24 hours a day and be monitored. I think it's frightening what's happening with the internet. The privacy there is so key. Tom, thanks.
Yes, ma'am.
Brings up a great point. Absolutely. Follow the generation, and they always think the older people, the younger generation always thinks the older people are out of their minds. Why would you do that? Why would you say that? Why wouldn't you just... Here's the scary thing. You have to have enough people from the younger generation who are interested, involved, and want to know what's going on. You don't have enough of those people, then it dies off. And then, hey, that's true. There's no watchdog. The government can do what it wants to do. And it's easier to get elected when people are closing their eyes, isn't it? Odds and ends on the flip side.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will write you a song.
Coming up at the end of the hour, we have another edition of We Can Count. But until then, this little segment I like to call Odds and Ends. And boy, there are a lot of crazy odds and ends that we could talk about. And one of them is kind of a follow-up. The whole Dick Cheney thing with the heart attacks and his latest go round in the hospital. The former VP is still in the hospital. He had heart surgery rather last month. He was in intensive care. They're saying he might be home by this week. And he's had a history that started when he was in his 30s. 5 heart attacks. Can you imagine? There's a joke in there. And Cheney knows them too himself. Nothing will take this guy down. 5 heart attacks. And the one that he used, the procedure he used this time around, is used in very severe cases that requires a mechanical pump to keep the circulation going, because that's all they can do. He suffered the first heart attack he ever had, 37 years old. He had heart attacks in, it's like anniversaries, crazy, 84 and 88. He had a quadruple bypass surgery to unblock the arteries, which is a common thing that happens when you, especially if you had another kind of heart procedure. And remember when he was elected VP, he had a 4th heart attack and he had a stent to open an artery. So now in February, this was his 5th heart attack. Woo. How many people survive that many heart attacks? I got to think it's a short list. You know, and the thing with the health, it has nothing to do with money. Maybe you get some of the better doctors, but the heart attack thing can happen to anyone. All right, here's another odds and ends follow-up to the fallout from what's going on in Arizona. The Phoenix Police Department is saying that they arrested 45 people over the weekend and really heading into the weekend who were protesting against the immigration law. It was Thursday when it was supposed to kick in, didn't. There was a block move, as you know, and the number of people who have actually been arrested for violating the state's legislation, remember, it went into effect very limited after midnight on Thursday, was minuscule. I mean, minuscule, because there's the temporary injunction on the one provision in the bill that would have required officers to check whether or not you were in this country legally, a person's immigration status, when they were enforcing other laws, if they felt like somebody was in the country illegally. So now there's this appeals, and there could be a fast-track timetable, maybe oral arguments on the appeal on September 13th. Before that, Arizona has to file a substantive brief to the court, and then the U.S. Department of Justice responds to that. So we're looking at least a couple of months before anything changes in anything with the Arizona law, because the one thing that everybody was either concerned about or overjoyed about is completely off the table anyway. So that's kind of ixnayed for now. We talk about sending troops to the border in this country, but how about the story about Venezuela? You know, I don't understand why we certainly have a lot of celebrities who embrace Hugo Chavez. You know, there's a reason his nickname is the Butcher, and there's a reason why a lot of people fled Venezuela under his reign. So the Venezuelan president has deployed troops to spots near the Colombian border. He says he's looking at plans for potential war because there's been a lot of problems between those two nations. So he's got forces moving into these districts, about 10 different districts on that border area. And whether or not, because there's been these accusations that leftist rebels have found a place to call home in Venezuela. And Colombia says, hey, we've got the photographic evidence of camps belonging to a group they call the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, in its FARC, in Venezuela. Colombia made its case before the Organization of American States and asked for international help, asked for observers to be allowed into Venezuela to verify the presence of whether or not FARC was there, if the guerrilla group was in there. And Venezuela denied the accusations and broke off ties with Colombia. And then on his state-run TV, because it's pretty much Chavez whenever he wants to be, all Chavez all the time, said that the Colombia government's accusations are a threat against our sovereignty, our people, and our revolution. He's just trying to muzzle them, is what he's trying to do. And FARC, I'm sure, has found a little bit of a haven in Venezuela. And I think this is exactly what Hugo Chavez was chomping at the bit for. I'll say it again. I don't understand when people don't look at Chavez for what he is. I mean, here's the guy who a couple of years ago comes into the United States. We were having problems. Gas prices were going up. People were worried, complaining that they weren't going to have enough money on fixed incomes, etc., to pay the prices for the heating oil. And so Chavez went to New York, and in some of the poorer areas was pretty much handing it over to people who needed it, was offering it. And anything to make the United States look bad. I think you take Hugo Chavez, Kim Jong-il, Ahmadinejad would absolutely be probably at the top of the list. And those three, if you could put them on a slow boat somewhere that circled round the globe and never docked, I think that would be a good thing for mankind. I wouldn't trust anything that came out of any of those, because they're basically dictators' mouths. They can call their governments whatever they are, but it's all about them all the time, and it's all about kicking the U.S. at any moment. also odds and ends. You know, everything doesn't have to be on the negative side. Some of it can be on the lighter side. And we've got a quick one for you. I could care less about American Idol, but I actually know that there's some of you that listen that do like American Idol. Remember we had Al in Canada who calls us a lot, and he talks about American Idol. Well, Jennifer Lopez has inked a deal to join that squad. Do you believe that American Idol has been on the air for 10 years? So people are watching it. Ellen DeGeneres was one of the judges. She's gone. She was there for a year. Now you have, how far has she gone that she's going to be on American Idol? But anyway, she was a mentor, I guess, when they had a Latin night in one of the seasons. Now she's going to be possibly a judge. That's probably their big announcement. I think with the British guy who just slammed everybody, he was popular, and without Simon Cowell in the show, I mean, who knows if they'll continue to get those ratings or not. I don't know. I don't get it. I get lighter fare, because that's what I call it. I understand, look, sports is my outlet. I understand doing other things. I understand kicking back, but I just don't understand watching Idol. I don't know. If I want to see people sing, I'll go hear them sing. And, you know, hey, for the people who make it on Idol and then get these contracts, good for them. I mean, I'm all for them. Good for the fact that they were able to cut deals and go out and sing and have breaks that they might otherwise never, ever have had, even if they were talented, because the music business is just so hard. But the idea of watching it week after week, because this is the thing, you know the formula. They get the people that they can make fun of. They go to these places where people wrap around the buildings to wait in line to get a crack at it, and they'll take the odd duck, the fruitcake, the nut. They're going to rip them or her, and that's part of it. And then they get somebody with, okay, maybe a decent voice, and then some that they know, this person has pretty good pipes, good set of pipes, because we got to have our core that are going to be there in the end. So it's too formula-driven for me. It's obvious that they're always going to have that crackpot. Does that make sense? The president gives himself a grade of incomplete for what? I'll tell you about it next.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio? GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Wow. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. Wow. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drain. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. Wow. The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com. Wow.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Decided to give himself a grade. The reason why is because he was interviewed on one of the Sunday programs and was asked about it, and he said his grade would be incomplete, which actually was a clever answer. He's been the president for 18 months. I say clever because he's not going to give himself a great grade because there's too many places where you could attack him, so that sort of shows the... He's trying to put forward, I think, a more humbling side. I mean, I would say ineffective. Not incomplete, I would say ineffective, but you know that's how I describe this administration. So he was asked if he felt his administration wasn't getting the credit it deserved and said yes. He said they're not, because they're coming out of one of the worst recessions since the Great Depression, and they still want to see a full recovery before they think the worst is over. And this is Obama talking about Americans, that we need to see that before, you know, you're judged in a better light. And he listed the successes so far on this show, on this Sunday morning show, and he said one of them was preventing an economic depression, saving the auto industry, passing health care reform. That remains to be seen. And he didn't talk too much about futuristic things and running in 2012 or any of that sort of stuff. Just mostly said that there was more work he had to do, that we haven't fully recovered from the recession, and it's too soon to judge his administration. I mean, make no mistake about it, for all these politicians, they care desperately about their legacy, because they don't want to be the Jimmy Carter. They don't want to be the guy who is on the other side. When I say the other side, it's like you put the line down the paper. Okay, decent presidents, not such great presidents. And if you're being objective about it, if you are not going with your team, in other words, you're a diehard conservative, so you're only going to put a diehard conservative type president on the list, or you're a diehard liberal and you're only going to put somebody on the list who slanted more in your direction. If you're being honest about successes and failures and how you would actually grade a president, then that's different. So he says incomplete. What do you think? 18 months. What grade, and it's been a long time since we've done this, what grade would you give Obama? You know, I've talked to enough people that voted for the president who are massively disappointed. I mean, I'm talking about some super liberal people that thought, okay, he's our guy. I mean, this is our guy. He's getting in. He promised this, 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 and they are not happy. And that's why I think you're going to see such a big switch in November. And that's what you do. Go and vote. Go and pay attention to what people are saying locally. Go and pay attention to what's happening in your own area, what's happening with your senators and congresspeople and how they're voting. I say this all the time, but I'll say it again. If you don't know who they are, there's no shame in that. Just write me a note and I'll tell you who they are, because there's an easy way to get to the politicians, and they want your vote. 800-259-5791. Mark in New York. Hey, buddy, how was your weekend?
It was good. Did a lot of cardio this weekend. Get myself back into shape for the war that's coming.
You're funny.
Yes. Let me just take it from the top. The first caller, it was Tom from Texas. Is that who it was?
Yeah.
He was mentioning about the generational change and how people come
sure.
to accept the loss of liberty. And here's something that sort of segues what he was talking about. I mentioned a column by Kevin Williamson in last week's issue of National Review. I have it in front of me. It's called Coyotes in the State of Nature. And it was about guns, but he slipped in something about homeschooling. Now, this is really, truly frightening. Listen to this paragraph. This is from Professor Robin West of Georgetown University's Law School. And her horror at the fact that homeschooling is still allowed in this country. And the reason I say that is because your caller mentioned about how things change and people accept it. And who wouldn't want to pull their kid out of a school that's failing, even though we're pumping more and more money into the schools? But this is the quote that Professor West. Professor West, here's a quote. Parents in many states have full authority, free of all state oversight, to determine the content of their children's education. End quote. Okay, so, but she writes, the author goes on to say, that was her quote, that she was upset that parents have that authority. Professor West writes longingly of a golden age when practically all education was conducted under the tutelage of the state, and opting out of the system was forbidden, and parents who did so were criminals. Can you imagine that, a professor of law being so upset with parents? They see a failing school system. Now, like I told you, this column was about gun control and how the beast failed, but this is the issue about the just the whole lack of how people don't realize you can still homeschool your kid. There's nothing wrong with it. Homeschool kids are better educated and score higher on tests because the parents can discipline and can control the content of the education. Now, I understand not all parents are would be good teachers, but those that want to do it, they are crucified by this elite, which I know I go off on a lot of different topics here, and this is all connected. The elites and the communists, in their manifesto, of course, they are disarming a populace was part of it. So was educating the children to the point where you just basically get your children to distrust your parents and have total control of the education system, which they have now. which they have been accelerating since Dewey started it, one of the progressives back in the 20s. We don't have time to go into the whole history of it, but that's what they just can't stand, that you as an individual have the right to raise your children, because God forbid it will go against what these elitists and progressives think, that your children, way they should be educated, and that is so key. So, you know, they come after all these people for different issues, but the homeschoolers, I don't even have kids, but that's not the point. You educate
the education.
Best ability.
Then you see in New Jersey, New York, where you are, boy, there's some terrible, terrible strangleholds unions have on what they're doing, their cronies, and where the money's being spent in the classrooms. I agree with that. I do. I think if the parents are qualified for the homeschooling, that was the thing. And if they get their kids and socialize them so they're not, you know, that they have playtime with other kids and they can be kids, but yeah, I see the merit in that. And plus, it is an elite swing to slam the people who homeschool. I agree.
And Michelle Rhee, who was the education commissioner of Washington D.C., I don't understand how she is actually part of the Obama administration, because she's trying to fire unqualified teachers. Look, it's been proven that that you can shrink the class size to one-on-one, and some of the highest per pupil taxpayer-funded classes, per pupil per year,
sure.
New York, Jersey, Washington, D.C.,
yeah.
Camden, New Jersey, Newark, they have the most failing schools.
There are
other issues we can go into, which I don't have time. It took up too much of your time now. But look, I'm a union member, and I'm going to say, well, look, I don't get merit pay. But as a union member, I can tell you from right now, I haven't called in sick in 7 years. I haven't missed a day of work in 15 years. Now, I can only toot my own horn, but if you were a private employer, wouldn't you want the same type of dedication that I give to my union job? And I know there are people that skate in a private sector, and if they skate too long, they get fired. But the unions, and I tell you, I'm a union member, but we don't get merit pay, and I see people that are just there to just get their money, and people that give a damn. I give a damn. I give a damn about my job. I give a damn about the public that I serve and the people of my country. That's what we need to get back to. And I don't see that there's a really discrepancy or a thing between union and non-union. But you're going to keep raising people's property taxes and, you know, let the people spend all this money on the kids and not have anything to show for it. I hear every day on TV that our kids are falling behind. And I'm saying, well, where the hell is the money going?
Money, yeah.
And what the people can do, and I'll get off the air, is go run for your school board. That's where it starts. Your school board,
local.
School election,
yep.
And then if you're good, maybe you can become mayor or a good congressman. But that's where the money gets sent.
That's right.
They're always saying about we have to help the children. Well, for God's sakes, let's give them the education that they deserve. If they can teach them to put a condom on a banana, they can teach them reading, writing, arithmetic, put a sentence together, and math and engineering, so we can be the greatest country in the world. And I've said enough. I love you.
Yeah, I agree. It's interesting that he got on this topic about education, because this is a hot button one. For me as well. I don't have any children, but I have a nephew, I have a couple of nephews and some nieces, and I see what happens with, and it varies from place to place, like Mark's saying, and I saw a terrible documentary. It was well done. It was a great documentary, but it was terrible for New Jersey, and they talked about the kids he brought up, Newark, how pathetic it was, the money that was being spent, $300,000 per child. But yet they were failing everything well below the levels that they should be at in reading and math, and that the parents were dying for their kids to get in charter schools, which were being denied, so they'd have a better chance at a real education. It does start there. It does start with the next generation, which Tom was talking about at the top, and of them being aware of what's going on.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Time for another edition of We Can Count. Check this out. I bet you Mark in New York, maybe even Tom in Texas, if they were reading comics when they were a kid, read Batman, a rare copy of Batman number one, up for auction. Now, I get the reading comic book thing, and I guess this is a whole collectible side I don't understand. Harry Rinker is going to join us in our second hour coming up later this week on Wednesday into Thursday. And trust me, if you've got any questions about collecting things, boy, you want to talk to him. He knows the price of everything. So anyway, this comic book, it's a rare, rare copy. It was published 70 years ago, is up for grabs. It's expected to rake in about $40,000. $40,000. Here's what I always want to know, how the person got it and what they paid. There's also the second and fourth Batman issues, and that's part of the auction. That's happening this Thursday, I guess. And combined, they're supposed to bring in $5,000. The guy who had the comics is a retired city wastewater treatment plant operator. And he considered the Batman comics like an investment. And he felt like it was the right time for him to sell. Originally, the number one comic was discovered after a guy bought an old dresser at a garage sale in the 70s, kept it in storage for a few years. When he took it out, he noticed that one of the drawers didn't slide very easily. This is the kind of stuff I like. So he found that some of the issues of Batman, including Batman number 1 and Superman 17 and an old comic, were tucked in the drawer with a quarter inch piece of plywood. How cool is that? So he sold the comic books after a while when he had it, but I think that's the coolest story. Now, this guy was just a buff. He was somebody that he spent money on it, so he paid a little bit for the comic, but he'll more than make that investment back if he's gonna net him for that one Batman book, $40,000. He didn't pay that much for it. So that's the idea of investments in comic books, I think, in coins and some other things, is that ultimately you have a chance to sell if you want to sell, and you make the buck back. Let's turn to golf for a second. It might bore you to death, but I'm all about records. I do like records in sports. This is kind of a cool one, and this guy has a good story himself. There's an Aussie on tour, in the PGA Tour, and his name is Stuart Appleby. And the interesting thing about Appleby, a couple of different things, is one, he's just a nice guy, but he had a rough thing happen to him maybe about 8 years ago where his wife was traveling with him and she was run over in England, in London specifically, by a taxi and died. Well, he had a hard time going back to what his job was, which was golf. Eventually he got back on tour, got his legs back underneath him. Now he has a new family, he's moved on. Well, this was a big one for him in West Virginia. He shot a 59. How about that? Final three holes with putts of 15 feet or less on Sunday. He becomes just, and I had no idea about this, the fifth PGA Tour player to hit that low number. 59 is a tough one, apparently. You know, usually it's in the 60s, 63, 62, 67, depending on the course, whatever. But 59 is pretty good. You have to go back to like 77, and you had Al Geiberger then who hit a shot of 59, and Chip Beck in 91, and David Duval at the Bob Hope Classic. So Appleby had 9 birdies, an eagle in his round. He gets the $1.8 million winner's check. That's a big payday to hit that little white ball around the golf course, but good for him. The 59 is the key thing, though, and that's the reason why I brought him up in We Can Count. All right, on to a couple of other things of significance. Sadly, at least 3 rockets hit an Israeli port. You know, this is when we're talking about the United States and why we're all about defending the freedoms we have in the United States, because I don't want to live in a place where who knows if a rocket blast is going to hit a town, my town, or a town nearby where I'm taking a bus to go somewhere. But they did confirm it. 3 rockets, or what they would call mortar bombs, hit the southern port on Monday. No casualties is the good thing, because it did land inside, one of them landed inside Jordan, and there were a number of explosions they heard in the area and in some pretty busy areas, but they overshot their targets, and that was the reason why probably you didn't have injuries to speak of. The no casualty things is a good thing, because normally if it hit its target, this could have been a very deadly day in Israel, and even in Jordan they might have had a problem, but it didn't happen. So by overshooting and missing the targets, in other words, people weren't killed, and I'm sure they're breathing a sigh of relief over that one. Okay, moving on to a couple of other things. Iran says 3 Americans need to stand trial. Boy, this is a crazy, crazy story, isn't it? You keep in your mind, you say, what were those hikers doing? What were they possibly thinking? Ahmadinejad knows he is going to nail these kids to the wall. And the American families and the government is trying to do whatever they can. They're saying these kids are innocent. They crossed into the border. They were hiking in northern Iraq. But it doesn't matter. They got them. They were in the wrong territory. But what Iran is saying is that they should be tried as spies, that they are spies, and so they've been charged, or they're going to be, formal charges are going to happen, and the formal process means it would take them through a trial. And they've been detained for over a year. So Ahmadinejad is saying they're going to have to answer questions. In the past, though, he's proposed swapping the three Americans for Iranians, he says, that are jailed in the U.S. So you've got Americans being held as a bargaining chip with the nut, with a mastermind who would love nothing better to manipulate the United States, and the U.S. can't do that. And this is a terribly sad story, a stupid one, but nonetheless, you had an English teacher, a freelance journalist, and a student from Berkeley who were living in Damascus, became friendly and decided, let's go hike. They wanted to hike the countryside. So they had a hiking trip in the Kurdish region of northern Iraq. And that's where they were accused of illegally crossing the border. And it doesn't matter, family members, supporters, they're going to the United Nations and people are protesting. Remember, the mothers of the three had a visit with their kids in Tehran in May, but there hasn't been any word since then. So unless something different breaks, the flat out trying to make a deal for the three is not going to happen. There's no way, no how, because Ahmadinejad knows that he's got three pawns in the game, and he knows the United States is probably, he wants the United States to make a deal, but he knows the United States probably won't make a deal. So those kids are SOL right now, unless some miracle happens at the last minute that somehow saves them. But otherwise, it's not looking real good. Can you imagine? It's been, like I said, over a year since that incident, and they were all just studying, hanging out in Damascus, decided to hike, and it turned out to be their last hike. Ooh. All right, if you have any thoughts about the show, remember you can always email me them at americatonight.net.
Do you have mail, mistress?